This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You may be aware of this. You may be not. This is just one of the many spidering legs that comes out of the Alec Murdaugh family spider leg tree of shame. I think I invented some new words there. But Buster Murdaugh, Alec's son, kicked out of law school, allegedly for plagiarism, a few years back. We have found some audio on this, and it's very interesting audio. If you've not had a chance to listen to it, it's kind of voyeuristic, because what we're doing is listening into conversations between Alec, who's in prison at the time, and Buster, and Alec trying to give his words of wisdom on what Buster needs to do to get his butt back into law school. You know, words from the father that is convicted of killing his mom and brother. You know, just reaching out for some helpful fatherly advice. The tone, the verbiage, the way that all this goes down, it to me just clearly continues to reinforce the depraved, narcissistic, liar that Alec Murdaugh is. The way that he's talking to his son, the way his son talks back to him, also is very interesting as well. Very entitled, very much two people who don't live on the same reality or in the same reality that the rest of us do, and kind of assumed that, you know, this is going to last forever. No one's ever going to bust this. And in some ways, I do feel bad for Buster, because it's all he knew. This is how his conditioning was. He grew up in this environment. But at some point, you got to grow the fuck up and realize, oh my God, like this was not right. But that's a harsh reality, and that will take some time if he's ever able to do it. But without further ado, let's take a listen to the phone calls between Alec Murdaugh and Buster Murdaugh. These pieces of audio obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. And enjoy. It's about 30 minutes of conversation between the two. Check it out.
You know this stuff's recorded, right?
I do.
Have you reached out to the law school?
I haven't.
Will you think about doing that?
I'm gonna do it. It's just, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on.
I know. I just don't want you to wait till, it's not as effective if you wait till right up till, you know, a couple of weeks before school starts.
No, I mean, my goal, you know, at the very least, my goal is to do it in November. You know, probably earlier rather than later. I just, you know, I gotta get some time where I can.
I understand. I think that'd be a good plan. Hey, Buster, did you reschedule with law school?
Nah, I needed to reach back out, and I got sidetracked. But I'm gonna get in touch with them, and I'm going up there to talk to them at some point.
We'll try to do it sooner rather than later, okay? Hey.
Hey.
What you doing?
Nothing. And just got in bed, and had to get to sleep.
All right. I won't bother you, Buster. I just thought about it, and.
Okay.
I hope you didn't think I was being short with you today. I mean, I'm basically saying I'm asking you to make that appointment at law school, or I just don't want to bug you if you don't want to do it, is all I was trying to say.
Yeah, I mean that's fine. I mean, I'm going to do it. It just hasn't worked out, and probably with the holiday coming up, probably won't. Well, I mean, I can definitely call Blanca, but I might not be able to get set down with Hubbard prior to that.
Well, and I understand that, but just remember, it's important, even if you don't set the meeting until the week after Thanksgiving, get back in touch with them. Don't wait.
Right.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Because I really am telling you, I think it's important that you have that meeting sooner rather than later.
Okay.
And I mean, you were in good shape in November. I think you're still in good shape, but I think you want to have it. If you don't have time the beginning of the next week because of Thanksgiving, you want to get it set that first week of December.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Hey, Buff, not trying to bug you, babe, but you got to get that thing reset with law school.
I sent an email to Hubbard this morning.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal. Did you get back from the D?
No. I was checking my email all day today. I emailed him beginning of this week, and I haven't heard back. I emailed him and
hold on. You did what?
I emailed him and I CC'd the associate dean, and I haven't heard back yet.
Okay, if you don't hear today, this is Monday, you did it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, tomorrow, you might just shoot a follow-up.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't hear from him, I'm definitely shooting a follow-up later this week.
Tomorrow?
And if I don't hear from him, I might get in touch with Butch to see if you can call him and say that I've been trying to get in touch with him.
All right.
Has Butch paid all the money that he was owed?
Yes. Okay. Up front, and it was up front, and it was 30 grand up front and 30.
I know, with a contingency on if it was successful. I'm just making sure. I don't want to call him if he don't have the shit he has. He's supposed to have.
Nah, he knows he totally paid.
I mean, would he be willing to do something like that, you think?
Absolutely. But I would do it yourself first. I'd just say, hey, just following up, the holidays.
No, I will now, but I mean, if he doesn't answer me by the back end of this week and we get into the middle of next week, then something's got to be done for me to reach these people.
That's what I'm saying. When do classes start?
January the 5th.
5th? Yeah, that's why. And really, you need to send it tomorrow, and if you haven't heard from him by Friday, and I'd say something real nice, just like, hey, just following up on my email. I know this is a busy time of year, but was hoping we could meet soon, just like that. We could get a meeting set soon.
Or
reset soon is what I'd say. And then just say thank you for your attention.
10-4.
Something real nice like that. But you ought to send it tomorrow to give him a chance to respond to you Friday. And if you don't hear, call Butch. I'd call him late Friday afternoon. And
okay.
That way he can be prepared to call them first thing Monday morning.
10-4.
Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, I'm the one that came up with the idea on this telephone call.
Buster, there's so many things I got to tell y'all when I get out of here. Lord have mercy. There's something else.
No, what's up?
I was just seeing, was that him?
No, it wasn't, but I ended up getting in touch with him anyway.
Okay, what'd he say?
He said that he didn't tell you that the terms were going to be changed.
I mean, that's just not true. Me and Jim are on the phone. So what's he saying if you start in the fall?
Well, I started thinking about it, and he said that he didn't specifically say the terms would be changed, but then I thought about it more, and I was like, well, if I do it in the fall, then they would have to change, because you can't make someone take count. But, you know, if I were to take it, then what I would do in there would have to count.
That's what we need to find out. He said he didn't tell me that he thought you could start fresh in the fall.
Well, no, he said I could start in the fall, but he said that he wasn't aware of any amendments being changed to the agreed upon terms.
But since you've already taken that semester, how would they count it?
Yeah, that's. I agree. I thought about that too. But I talked to him, and he's going to reach back out to him and say, like, hey, you know, if he's willing to, you know, to put off his aspirations for another length of time, we think it'd be good to go ahead and just let him, you know, start from zero.
I'm telling you, Buster, do a three-way and get Jim on the phone.
Why?
I want to see if I'm crazy or that's what he told us.
Jim's in a meeting. I can't. I was texting him. I wasn't doing anything else.
All right. I swear that's what he told us.
Well, I mean, there's obviously just a lapse in communication, or maybe you assumed it. I don't know, which I think it's easy to assume now because.
No, man, I'm telling you. because it made no sense to me. And I was like, I'm just telling you. That's what I'm telling you. All right, let me let you go. I'm going to try to call you back a little later. It sounds like you're busy. I just want...
Well,
I know how much I put on you and how much pressure there is on you, and I just want whatever's best for you.
Well, I can go ahead and tell you that if the terms are changed and if...
You don't have to make an extra high GPA.
Yeah, and then I see myself probably going with that. But if the terms are not changed, then I'm going to do it now because there's no point.
I don't disagree with that. I think that's logical thinking. And, I mean, I think you can go there and do real good, but it's going to be hard for you to get a high GPA because, you know, like...
Because of how low the one is. I understand.
That's right. So even if you made 4.0s for 5 semesters... still the highest you could get up to would be about a 3. You know, I'm just using that as an example.
Sitting them right now.
What?
Nothing. I'm listening.
All right. I can tell you're busy. I'll call you a little bit later. I love you. Is Butch going to give you detailed options? Buzz.
Hang on 1 minute. Yeah, I mean, he's got my cell now. I have his cell, and he said he'd be in communication with me whenever he hears anything.
But is he going to reach out to them to find out?
Yeah, I told him, you know, what I told him is, I told him what you said on the phone, and I was like, listen, I just got the phone with Dad. He said to get in touch with you. Dad said that he thought that Hubbard... said that if I were to wait and go in the fall, then all of my, you know, repercussions as far as GPA and everything would be amended, and I could start from scratch. And then he said, well, he had a different understanding. But then I asked him, I was like, well, hey, can we go ahead and just ask him, say, if I'm willing to lay off and come in the fall, can I start from scratch so that I don't have this GPA looming over my head? Said he was going to reach out to him and get back at me when he heard from him.
What kind of meeting is Jim in?
Yeah, I don't know. I called him and texted him, and then he said, I'll call you as soon as I'm out of a meeting.
Okay.
I mean, I ain't got a schedule.
I know, but I was going to call him, but I'm not going to call him if he's in a meeting. I swear he told me that. You ask him when he calls you if he didn't say you could start fresh in the fall with...
Well, and Butch might be thinking that I'm talking about the other 4 or 5, you know, things, which might stay in place, but, you know, that doesn't matter.
What other things?
The other contingencies.
What are the other contingencies?
That I can never run for student bar, that I have to go meet with a like, help person every week, stupid shit like that.
A help person?
Yeah, there's, like, a student... relations guy that's supposed to help you get through law school, and I have to meet with him every week in terms of that paper.
Okay, well, that's nothing to that.
No, the biggest deal is the GPA.
Sure, sure. I think it's like having to make a 2.55, right?
But if they let me start in the fall and then I just start from there, then that seems like a nice option. Then I can probably just continue. I really got to go.
Dude, did you talk back to Butch?
I spoke to Butch a couple times on Friday, and he was supposed to be getting in touch with Hubbard. He had gotten in touch with Hubbard, and Hubbard seems to, you know, he just had, apparently Hubbard had to run it by, like, admissions and all this other stuff, to, I guess, to be able to set the record clean or whatever, but I haven't, Butch is probably going to call me this week, I would assume.
So did Butch think that they were going to do that, that Hubbard, was Hubbard sounding willing to do that?
Yeah, Butch seems so. Butch said that he was, you know, he says that he's cautiously optimistic.
About taking the restrictions off of you and making a 2.55.
Yeah, correct. Just
now, if they do that,
it seems to me like they have to, because they can't offer me to come back in the fall, and then I do everything in the fall, and they're like, well, I know what you did, but this is still your grade.
Yeah, you say you go make a 3.2, and they say, well, you still got this. That doesn't make sense either. Now, if they offer you that, Buster, to start fresh, do you think that's the thing to do?
I do think that's the thing to do.
I definitely think it's the thing to do.
Given the scenario, you know, me not knowing if I'm going to go back and work for the law firm, you know, my grades need to be as high as possible so that if I want a different job, I can get one.
No doubt. And that'll allow you to do that. I don't make up your mind until you know all the details, but I think that's a good thing. Did you hear from Butch?
No, I texted him today, and I've called him once, and I haven't heard from him.
Okay. Hey, did you ever hear anything from Butch?
I spoke to him last week, and he said he hadn't heard from Hubbard. And he said I'm supposed to hear from him this week.
Okay. All right. Have you talked back to Butch?
Yeah, I talked to Butch on Monday, and he said that he's, you know, working to get in touch with Hubbard.
I mean, shit, you know, you're 2 weeks out.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to, you know, I mean, I told Butch, I was like, well, look, man, it's not like exactly I can be told on the 31st that I go to school on the 5th. And he's like, I understand. And he seems to think due to the delay that the
fall situation is going to work out.
Yeah. I mean, because I'll just tell him, I'll be like, look, man, you fucked this all up. I can't come to school with 4 days notice.
I know, but you can't tell him quite like that.
Well, I mean, Ben, you can't tell me. I understand you need to be on the good side, but push comes to shove, I've got a letter that says I've been accepted, and they don't want that PR going out there. I mean, I got valid, you know, hard copy proof.
No, I know. And, there was something... I will tell you this. I think Butch is good at. I think he's as good as anybody at this. There were a couple of times when he had, you know, real optimism. You remember a couple of times there was real optimism about this or that, and it didn't come through. So you need to kind of don't just assume that it's going to happen. You know. When he says he's going to get back with you, if he doesn't, give him a little bit of time, and then you hit him, you follow up with him, okay?
I mean, I do. I hit him about every 3 days, so probably tomorrow I'll send him another text.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
And, I mean, he responds, you know, punctually. He just says that he hasn't heard from him. And
you know, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Do it. Have you heard from Butch?
No. I'm sending him a text. I've been telling him to do that time, and I can't.
You need to call him. You need to call him and bug him.
Well, I can't exactly bug him because, you know, I mean, he ain't got nothing for him, and I can't give him anything.
No, but he's already been paid to do this.
Yeah, well, this wasn't really part of the...
Sure it was. This is absolutely, he's been paid for this. You don't worry about this. He's been paid very well for all of this. I mean, this is part of that same thing. And, you know, until they tell you they're going to let you come in the fall, you need to be planning on starting. When do they start?
The fucking 5th.
Huh?
The 5th.
I mean, I hate to say it, but you need to be planning on starting.
There's just no way. I mean, I haven't been mentally engaged in that. There's just no way. And he should know that. Hubbard should know that. This is bullshit.
I don't know that they care. Try to call Butch tomorrow. Don't be bashful about it.
Well, I mean, honestly, if it goes south, I mean, I'm just going to have to tell him, like, look, I got to start in the fall. I'll start in the fall and have the penalties concede because, I mean, I'm in no mental place to do it. I mean, I haven't thought about it once.
I mean, I definitely understand.
I mean, this is fucked up.
But, you know, the more pressure, the longer they wait, and you aren't ready, then, you know, then they, it's easier for them not to do it. So you need to at least act like you're ready. When you tell Butch, you know, hey man, I gotta be getting ready for this. I need to know. You need to put a little bit of a very nice pressure on him tomorrow. Do you want me to get Jim to call him?
I
I mean, if you want to get Jim Thorne and tell him that Buster's been reaching out to him, can't get you, but I mean, I've barely reached out to him, and I can continue to
The only problem is I think Jim's in Odessa, Texas, and doesn't have much service. But I'll try to call Jim in the morning and see what I can find out.
But hopefully, you know, I mean, he's been good at this point in getting in touch with me. I mean, his answer is the same all the time, and then he hasn't been able to get in touch with Hunter, but this is one, you know. It's been 2 or 3 days. I haven't heard anything from him.
I mean, that's why rather than text him, you need to call him and say, look, you know, Butch, we got to get this ironed out. School starts in a week.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, so I'll try to call Jim and see what I can. All right. I'll try to do that in the morning, and if I can't get Jim, I'll get somebody to three-way Butch. I'm going to need you to text. I'll call you in the morning. If I'm not out, I'll call you tomorrow afternoon. Did Butch call you?
No. Why?
He was supposed to give you a call. You sure you don't have a missed call?
Yeah, but I mean, I ain't got much service out here.
Oh, you're back at Chief Jesse. Well, you need to try to call him, but he said that Hubbard's been out of the country. He just got back. He just talked to him, and that they have met, and that they have decided that they're going to delay your admission. Now, I'm not sure I'm not sure what they can do that, but I'm not sure what we can do about it. You know, if you fight it and win, they say it's not in your best interest to start law school this semester. And it's unfair for you to start in the fall. So they're delaying you to the spring of next year. But, I mean, this just got sprung on Butch and Jim and trying to figure out what we can do to get you started in the fall.
All right.
So you weren't planning on starting in the spring anyway?
Didn't want to.
All right, well, try to call Butch. He can give you a few more details. Buster, I don't even know what to say, man. I'm just sorry. But they seem to think that they can negotiate you starting in the fall, but maybe as an audit or something like that, just to get you, back in the swing of things.
Ella.
I'm here. I don't know how they revoke an admission, but here's the thing. Do you want to pressure them for you to start this spring? In 5 days?
No.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Because I think you might can do that. Now, I'm not sure that's in your best interest, because if you force them to let you come
I'm not mentally prepared. I'm not ready to go now. They fucked all that up for me.
What now? What'd you say?
I said I'm...
Bus?
Hello? Yeah,
hey,
what?
What'd you say?
I said, now I'm not mentally prepared for that, and they've messed that all up now. I don't want to do that anymore. Hello?
I'm here. I know you're frustrated, and I mean, I feel like it's all my fault. I know it's my fault.
No, not entirely. I share some blame in this.
No, not.
All right.
Well, I'll let you go. Go try to have a good weekend.
That's fine. I'll get in touch with him after the week.
He's going to call you, so try to look for a call.
All right.
All right. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Sorry this is happening. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Check on Buster. He I finally ran down Butch, and I tell you, I don't think they're, I mean, they've drug this thing out now where, so I've been trying to put pressure on them, but getting jumped to, but anyway.
So tell me, what do I need to do? Do I need to call Butch?
No, I mean, there isn't anything to do. What they're saying is they're going to delay him for 1 year. And I frankly don't know that they can do that, but I don't know that it's in Buster's best interest. A, I don't know that it's in Buster's best interest to go to law school this semester.
Well, I don't disagree with that. What Buster told me was that they thought they were going to offer him to start in the spring, I mean in the fall.
Well, that's what we've been trying to do. But now it's gotten down to the last minute. They haven't done anything. Buster's not prepared to go. It's probably not in his best interest to go anyway, but if he fights their decision, what they're saying is they're going to delay him until the following spring.
Right.
And now Butch and Jim are going to try to negotiate him doing something in the fall, but, you know, he ain't going to have any leverage. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be
right.
Like they say. It's just a shitty thing, and I mean, all this is because of me.
Well, what can I do to help? Is it anything? Do I need to communicate with Jim, Butch? I mean, is there...
There isn't anything you can do. I mean, let's just say he could force them to honor the admission.
The original, and go this coming semester.
Yeah, I mean, with all this pressure on him, and that's going to piss off the administration, and, you know, they're going to grade him extra hard. I mean, who knows what might happen?
Well, no matter what, when he games, he's got to go and he's got to make it 100% effort, and you know, can't be anything else. He's got to focus on that.
That's right.
And even if there is extra pressure on grade, he just needs to make sure that it doesn't matter.
He's got to make it a full-time job. He's got to go to law school during the day. He's got to study 5 and 6 hours every day.
That's right.
6 days
a week. That's exactly right. Yeah, and I told him that he's not going to work when he's back in school, and, you know, that he's got to put, you know, all his effort into it.
So, anyway.
And I'm prepared to take care of it for him. So, I mean, he won't have any issue there. It's just, he's just got to be mentally prepared to do it.
Well, the only thing you can do is call him, you know, and just.
Well, so do I need to incur? I told him that if they would allow him to go in the fall, I thought that would be the best.
There's no question. That's what we've been hoping for.
But it doesn't sound like it's going to work that way.
It's not going to work that way. Well, it's not going to work that way right now. So what they're saying.
So right now it's either spring now or spring next year.
No, right now it's either spring next year or we do something to fight their decision. They're saying, okay, we're delaying his admission 1 year. It's in his best interest, it's in our best interest, and we're delaying him 1 year. We thought about the fall, but it's not fair to the other students for him to get to come in and start over.
Right.
So, now, hopefully we can work something out, maybe, where he audits classes. You know what audit class is. You go to the class, but the grade doesn't count.
No, I didn't know that, but...
And that way, maybe he could get back in the swing of it in the fall and do, you know, go to school, get back in the swing of it, redo those classes that he did poorly in, even though it wouldn't change his grade. It would change his knowledge base and make it better for him starting the second semester, maybe.
Right.
But the bottom line is, the only choice right now is on a Friday, New Year's Eve. Classes start on Wednesday. So somehow Friday, New Year's Eve, get prepared to Monday, file something, get a court to enjoin the law school from denying his admission that they've given him, which I don't even know if you can do. And I don't know that that's in his best interest.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, it sounds to me like either they go let him go in the fall or they go let him go in the spring.
Well, no, they're saying they're going to let him go in the spring. That's what they're saying. But
right.
Jim and Dick think that maybe they can negotiate. Right now they're saying the fall's not an option. But they seem to think that as time goes by and can discuss,
might reconsider that.
They might can work it out somehow for him to start in the fall.
Right.
That's what they think. So.
Well, yeah. So it sounds like spring's out for this year.
Well, but I mean, I don't even think Buster even wants to go this spring. He's not.
He told me he does not.
Mentally prepared, but I'm sure I can tell he's down in the dumps about this news. So just.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Huh? Give him a call. I know he's been looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, but I'll talk to him. You know, in reality, man, more time is to benefit him. You know, it's not like I know he wants to get it back in and get it going and all that, but he's got a good job. I think they're going to allow him to keep working. He's making good money. It really comes down to just him being prepared to do what's best for him, what he wants to do.
Just I'll call him again later. Such bad service out there, but just try to call him.
Yeah, I will. I'll call him right now, and I'll call him here in a little bit. And just, you know, I'm letting him know that whatever it comes down to, we're gonna make it work.
I mean, Buster, we'll try to figure out what we can do about the fall.
Yeah, that's okay, Bob. I spoke to Butch yesterday, and he said we're gonna keep, you know, asking for what we're asking for, and now I just got to call tomorrow and see if I can keep working.
All right. I'm just sorry you having to deal with all that.
It's okay.
It's really not. I mean, I know you say that, but it's really not okay. But anyway, we'll try to figure it out.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
What's going to be interesting is if we can get the phone calls between Alec and whoever else he makes phone calls to in prison for the rest of his life. That may actually be like, that could be a podcast right there. Alec's phone calls. And just see how twisted and strange all of that gets. I don't know. I think maybe he's already had his fair share of attention, trying to move to something else. We have another phone call for you coming up in just a bit. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that one. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter @TonyBPod. Stay with us.